Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Nigga snitching at the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the bag. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Like smell when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, but you made me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Ran to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street, sleep on my feet. Money turn homies to zombies to eat. Miss my grandma, she was humble and sweet. I don't speak, let the chick talk for me. I can't sleep, left the tick in my reach. Hit the dope, make me choke, make me weed. Sip the dope, have the pain at ease. Trying to get the money for a clan, it was dirty. Playing football, had to buy in my girdle. Getting locked up, running around in a circle. Brother caught 15 like he did a murder. Now my whole family hurtin', tryna see the light, but we couldn't pull the curtain. Nighttime lurking, mama said the street lights but to start working. Looking at my mama in the eye, mama looking at me like a new person. She telling me I need to slow down. The pain don't go away with the purchase. That was when the rap won't work. Living in the trap, it's a search. See my grandma in a hearse. The pistol peak on in the casket. Shots fired, nigga blasting. Cops, they'll rise, start smashing. Ops, we shoot shots like the Mavericks. Cops, put the ketchup and we stash it. We flop, we doing numbers, can't imagine. Money tunnel in the roof panoramic. Count the bottles till my hands start cramping. I come with the drip and need a nap. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Like smell when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, for you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast. Ran to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street. I've been crossed out by my own brother. Ain't no rules in the street, don't trust them. Ran it up and I had to go on bustin'. Police about to kick the door, now we gotta flush it. Riding on the back street, thinking about my brother. Friend, did he come home to his loving mother? Can't believe it that I got it all out the gutter. FaceTime round 3, Mike in the puddle. How I'm supposed to take it? How? Niggas dying around the same time I had a baby. Who? Here go the operator. Let the game know, pistol ain't gon' make it. Now my mind going brazen, got me feeling like I was the cause of the hatred. I'm the cause of it. Holding the revolver with the laser. They done kill my niggas, start the war, bring the nation. I got a ball situation, ball. Military bases when we travel across the nation. Military. Double up the cup of maple. Abomination on your paper, I got echoes. Black man when you walking in your label. Be the eyes, they don't wanna see you greater. Eat you alive like a lion or a gator. Mama's crying cause the police shot their babies. They crooked, the motherland, they done took crooked. They take us and lock us up and throw the book and take us. Started rapping, then I shook it. I hate the fame, everybody keep on looking. Fame, we done sold out Brooklyn.
Sold out.
Man, I miss my grandma cooking.
Grandma,
treat me like a don, cause I'm gifted. I'ma run the money, y'all gotta go. I'm a maniac, go crazy for the cash. Green Lamborghini, paper tag. Riding through the city, 30 mad. Niggas snitching, they the police with no badge. How I grew up, my mama with my dad. So when I blew up, I put her in the past. I like the thought when I think about the crash. Like smell when I hit the tree, I smell the gas. Looking at the sky, think about my past. When I used to kick a door, shoot you for the cash. Everybody hit the floor, for you make me mad. Devil had a nigga soul living too fast.
Ran to the Lord, my soul to keep control of me, take a hold of me. Bitches ain't shit, got exposed by E. So naive, cold in the street.
We talking topics, tell me how you want them.
Yeah.
Elevating minds like it's high learning.
Yeah.
Talking real talk, how you soul burning.
Mm.
Or how you real pressed to be motivated.
Yeah.
Give you a little knowledge like we speaking conscious.
Mm.
Whole team strong like you seeing
monsters.
Meet me at the round table where we at. Real talk round table where we at. That's where we at. Real talk round table where we at. Where we at? Real talk, round table, where we at?
You are now listening to Real Talk Round Table.
Real Talk Roundtable. What's going on?
Real Talk Roundtable.
What's happening?
That's where we at.
What is new?
What's
happening? We excited
already?
To be here. And we're excited to have everybody listening to our show tonight. We got some hot topics that we're going to get into and that we're going to talk about tonight like we do every Monday. So we're going to start it out with T.I. because T.I. is a little hot. T.I. is a little
That's
hot.
For real.
TMZ. And he expressed how upset he was and was calling for a boycott of TMZ and their media outlet. And I don't know, you know, it's just something that you would expect to happen with a celebrity. Of course, there's going to be an autopsy. Of course, there's going to be a report leak. Of course, somebody is going to tell the story. If it wasn't TMZ, it would have been somebody else. But I think he was
Absolutely.
More upset by the fact that he has kind of like always done things for TMZ. Like even when TMZ was first starting out, you know, T.I. was kind of, you know, with him and doing interviews and stuff like that. And I think his feelings got hurt. You know what I mean? I think I think his feelings got hurt by that. And he didn't know how to really take it. So, Miss Nat, what do you think about T.I. going off on TMZ like he did?
You know what? This is a hard one for me because of my journalism background. And I'm kind of on both sides of the fence. You know, as whenever it comes to the media, you know, especially with TMZ doing quote unquote celebrity news, you know, they're going to report on whatever they want to report on that's going to get the view, as well as the news. You know, they also report on what's going on currently. To me, when it comes to journalism and the media, you know, as a company, I understand what you're doing, but at the same time, it's okay to have a little bit of tact. I don't really understand why it was necessary for them to release his sister's autopsy report. She really wasn't the celebrity. It's really T.I. is the celebrity. The only reason why people who know her outside of the people in Atlanta, I'm sure, the only reason why we know her is because she was on the actual show, you know, with T.I.
Right.
Other than that, a lot of us would have no idea who she is. So was it tacky for them to release her autopsy report? Absolutely. They would have still been TMZ with or without their report. On the other side, if somebody was going to release it regardless, so whether it was TMZ or whoever, it was going to be released regardless. And it's just one of those things that unfortunately comes with the fame, whether it's right or not. This is what comes along with it. So, you know, it's hard. I'm just kind of on both sides of the fence. I can see both viewpoints on it.
Right. Okay. All right. Snipe, what do you think?
See, I live in Atlanta, everybody. So TMZ is not the only people who reported this and who leaked this. So I'm not sure why you're mad. You know, our Daily News reported and leaked it as well. So you might should be mad at them, too, because they all work together. You know, I see the news every day to where TMZ cuts in, talks to some of, like, Fox News or ABC News. They cut in, and they're talking amongst each other. So they might have had the news report first, and just TMZ came and snatched it. Like, oh, y'all got this on TI? Okay, cool. It was already leaked, so you know what I'm saying? Why are you mad? Are you mad because TMZ did it? You should be mad all the way around that all the media did it. You know what I'm saying? You're throwing shots at them, but, you know, since certain people might not even, you know, she's not even like a hot celebrity, you know what I'm saying, to me, to be even, like, even leaking that to where, like, certain people don't care, but it's T.I.'s sister, so of course he was going to be like, oh, some people seen her on the show. Let me see what happened to her, you know, car crash, this, that, the third. They wasn't the only one who leaked this, that she had, you know, cocaine in the system and all that. So, of course people want to know what happened. Of course, you know what I'm saying? It's news, you know what I mean?
Right.
Hey,
right.
You're going to have to be mad at everybody.
Right. Okay, you got any thoughts on it?
I mean, my perspective is kind of like yours. I think he was a little offended because he interacted with them people, man, and he viewed them as acquaintances, you know, that tit for tat type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it just reminded me of this story I heard when I was a little kid, man, about this lady. Came home, it's snowing, she see the little snake frozen, take it in the house, put it by the fire, feed it some honey and some milk. You know, rub it down, snake get better. She see it's all better, picked it up. The snake bit her. She looked at the snake like, what the hell? Like, I brought you back to life. Why you do me like this? And the snake looked at her and was like, shit, bitch. You knew I was a snake when you brought me in the house. So a snake can't be a snake. You can't be mad over being no snake. So that's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've been exposing people. They've been putting people's business out there. They've been reporting on people, mamas, sisters, brothers, everybody. You know, it's just to me, it's celeb. I like T.I. He do a lot of good for the black community. I really like respect that brother, appreciate it. But to me, this is just another wave of celebrity bullshit. That, like, I've been watching people die of cancer for 50 years and shit, but all of a sudden my family member died and I want to start a cause. Everybody's been dying for 100 years. Somebody in my family AIDS, I want to start a cause. My daughter died of opiate thing. I want to start a cause. Everybody want to start a cause. That's them. It happened to everybody else. So it's just another wave of, like, celebrity bullshit.
Right.
You know, that's my opinion.
I agree. Totally. Okay, we got some callers on the line. Area code 623 and 773. I do see you. I'm going to pull you in here in a minute. But I did want you guys touch on this topic just a little bit because it is a major thing that's coming out. And you've heard about the 5G, right? And all of the things that the 5G is capable of doing, way more things than what we're used to. And so I wanted to talk and touch a little bit on that topic tonight. So we're going to talk a little bit about this 5G thing. So the thing with the 5G is it's supposed to be like super duper fast, you guys. I mean, like, super quick with as far as the internet goes and things that you might want to do with the internet and so on and so forth. So I had this little clip that I wanted to play for you guys, but I can't seem to find it on the board. But anywho, it's about the 4G promises a speed of up to 100 gigabytes per second, okay? And that's 1,000 times faster than the actual 4G, okay? And it's believed that this system provides a data communication with zero latency, which means in the time it calls for action and the action itself will be so small that it wouldn't be noticed by a person or a machine in high-demand applications. So it's really fast. Like, you could download an 8 gigabyte HD movie in 6 seconds. Okay.
Oh my God.
Now that's fast. That's right. But there is a downside to it, and the downside to it is passing the legal limit of radiation that we're allowed to receive through these cell phones, and other countries have blocked and ban the use of 5G past, you know what I'm saying, like any G past the radiation, you know what I'm saying, that is allowed. And the United States apparently doesn't too much care about cancer and heart problems and things of that nature that comes along with the radiation. So what I want to put out on the floor and on the panel is 5G worth the health risk? Like, would you want to have a 5G phone because of all the wonderful things that it does, disregarding the fact of what it may do to your health? Okay? So we're going to start that topic with, let's see. But go ahead, Rue, go ahead. You start us out on that topic.
I mean, first of all, outside of the cancer thing, 5G just means that if you ain't got an unlimited plan already, you know, you could click a button, man, and use up your allotted amount of data. You know what I'm saying? Just, instantaneous bullshit, it's going to eliminate the possibility of you stopping an action that you really didn't mean to do. You know what I'm saying? It's legitimately It's going to legitimately, people go accidentally get some pictures they weren't supposed to get. On top of that, watching a movie or something like that, man, I mean, 4G doing good. I mean, it's the right speed. What's 5G going to make the movie play faster or something? It's like, I don't see the purpose of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, and then if it's like already like a risk to your health, it's bad enough, man, because I know people that be with their phones all the time and their eyes already bad just from looking at the screen all day. They wearing glasses now, all this different type of shit, man. So it's like, I don't think all like advancements are positive. So it's like, man, what good is it going to do? Like, what's the real purpose? I don't see that. And like, it's not worth my health. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth my child or my children's health or none of that. I don't think it's worth people's children health, because what you going to do, man, before your baby inside is even formed good, you're going to have them walking around with a 5G iPhone. You know what I'm saying? Stomach be busting or they be interacting. I don't think it's cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's like America not really – they are able to push a lot of things forward now, man, because, you know, President Trump, you know, has lifted a lot of restrictions. They don't have to go through a lot of stuff no more. You know,
right.
At one point, a lot of hoops had to be jumped through to get certain things accomplished. But as a result of restrictions being lifted, it's a lot of stuff that's being allowed to pass through. So, I mean, I don't really care one way or another what other people choose to do, but I don't want no 5G. I'm cool with the 4G.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, man? Hey, it's like old English 800 is good enough, man. I don't need no old English 1000. You know, it's like it is, man. I'm happy they moved up from the 3G though. Don't get me, you know, just keeping it 100. 3G wasn't getting it done. 4G getting it done, man. What else you need to do? What's next?
Right.
7G. 8G, 9G, 10G, your phone glowing, you glowing.
Everybody glowing.
People going to be downloading the wrong movie. How many times you going to start downloading the wrong movie and get over there and go, oh, shit, that's the wrong one. And it's halfway there and you glowing.
Already
you
done.
It's already done. Yeah. That's crazy. Okay, let's see. K.Esco, you want to touch on it a little bit? What do you think about the 5G?
What's going on, everybody? I want to hit this from two sides. I believe that it's only fair to talk about, you know, give some clarity on what the 5G is actually supposed to be doing or what they're trying to do, and then I'll talk about the negative aspects of it as well. But just to clarify on the positive aspects of the 5G, so what they're really aiming for, and I shouldn't say positive, this is just what we'll just call it what they're trying to do. What they're really aiming for is to have everything connected. So in the next coming year, you're going to hear terms like 5G. You're also going to hear Wi-Fi 6 as a term. You're going to see that thrown around an awful lot. What's actually happening is this is another version of an arms race, primarily between the United States and China. China is actually about a year ahead of us on rolling out the 5G spectrums. These frequencies, they've actually been around for a while, but they were primarily used for the military. And only recently, where the government allowed for regular companies to have access to these frequencies. So what we're seeing here is it's a natural progression of technology, yes, But the idea is 5G is not going to be just used for cell phones. It's going to be used so that, like, say, a automated car that's like self-driving can constantly communicate in real time with the GPS satellite without any lag time. So it really does know when it needs to make the turn, and it's not going to miss the turn, things like that. Or let's say you're in a hospital and a surgeon is in a whole nother country, and he can actually remote in and control a robot, and his inputs on his hands will be real time and precise enough that that robot can actually perform the surgery on a patient somewhere in Chicago. So that's kind of where they're headed. Personally, it's a little bit scary because when we talk about everything being connected, I'm talking about your TV, your phone. I mean,
everything.
And when they incorporate it with Wi-Fi 6, imagine being able to walk down the block and you still have Wi-Fi. You know, that's really what they're trying to get a look at. The negative aspect of it is when, in terms of privacy, you're not going to have it. You know, you already know how connected you are to your cell phones right now. I mean, your cell phone tells you location. Your Alexa is constantly recording your your conversations, waiting for you to say a certain key phrase. Siri is always listening to you. Google is always listening to you. Facebook is always listening to you. So imagine not being able to go anywhere without some kind of connected device being able to identify you. Like, have you ever seen Minority Report where he was able to walk into a store and the little TV screen said, "Hello, Mr. Anderson," as soon as he walked in?
Wow.
Same concept. So that's kind of where we're headed. Some people love that idea. It's a lot of people, especially retailers, they love that idea. A lot of analytical firms, social media firms are really heavy pushing behind it. Of course, government entities, FBI, things like that, they love the idea of being able to randomly locate you and you really have no dead spot to hide in. You know, the days of burner phones, it's kind of going to go away. And then in terms of the radiation part, so this part, the science is still up for grabs only because we've never had access to these spectrums before in such a broad way. Before, it was primarily allowed for, you know, tanks and aircraft to talk to each other, or you need to guide a bomb or a missile to a certain place real time. Now, when we're talking about so many more, millions more devices, not just a military device, it very well could have negative effects. It's been proven that cell phones give off low levels of radiation. So you're going to jump that up 10, 15, 20 times. I would not be surprised if you see more cases of cancer. It's just, honestly, right now the science isn't out yet, but I wouldn't be surprised if it comes to that. As far as what the government will do, man, we already know that the government going to look at the big picture and then once they take a step forward, they're not going to take a step back. It's just going to be a matter, you know. A lot of people, they didn't want to give up their flip phones for a smartphone, and they held on to their flip phones for years. Mm-hmm. And then, but you try to go out and buy a flip phone today, you can't do it. You know, so it's only a matter of time. I mean, we may be able to hold on to our older technology, but after a while, to continue and live in a society, you're not going to have a choice. And that's the unfortunate thing we're dealing with. I can't say it's so positive or so negative, but, you know, it is what it is. We're not going to have a choice.
Right.
You know?
Okay.
But anyways, as usual, that's just my two cents.
Before I get to Ms. Knack and Snipe, I'm going to pull our caller in. 773 is your area code. And who do we have on the line with us?
Yo.
Hey.
Hello. What's going on?
What's happening?
This Taste from Chicago. From Chicago. How y'all feeling?
All right, good.
Blood money. This is blood money, man. How y'all doing, man? Hey, I didn't know if I was connected or not, but I see you guys talking about the 5G thing. It's a very interesting topic right now as well. My opinion on it as well right now, you know, it's just greed, I guess, I'm saying, because I'm agreeing with a couple of people I heard talk earlier. You know, I feel like there's nothing wrong with what we have right now with the 4G and stuff like that. I know day by day technology does advance, and 20, 30 years from now as well, we're going to be looking at things like, man, this is insane. That, you know, it's in, you know, you just imagine the things like, wow, this is crazy. It's capable of things that turn out like this. But just I feel like the 5G thing right now, it's always about money, and, you know, this is a, you know, we have a lot of sheep right now, you know, they got to make sure they got the top thing, the best iPhone that's coming out, and, you know, some of these phones that's coming out
right,
as well.
Right.
You know, yep. They already do the same thing the other phone was doing, so people just want to keep up when, you know,
yeah.
they got to keep mm-hmm. new products mm-hmm. in stock and stuff like that as well, and to make you see, like, oh, okay, well, you know, this does this and that, but, you know, it's the same thing. Like I said, right now, what we do right now, I'm watching movies on the go. I never thought I'd be able to do all the things that I'm doing right now with the phone and the access that I have right now. So I don't think it can improve any much more better than what it is right now. So anything else, you know what I'm saying, to me, I'm like, we don't need that. But, mm-hmm. you know, for the health-wise thing, I'm saying, come on now. You got these people walking around all day with the headphones and the Bluetooth in their ear. That's radiation straight to the head. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's mm-hmm. all day long. And so now you just adding more, I guess, you know, so just to affect us all out here health-wise and more and more and more. So, you know, these smart cars, all type of stuff. So it's just a big effect on us and stuff. That's just my input on the 5G thing.
Okay.
All right.
Now, since we got you here, tell us a little bit about what's going on with you. What's going on with the music? It's been a minute since we had a chance to chat. So what's going on with Blood Money? What's happening?
Oh, man, right now I just uploaded on my mixtape. It's called The Adaptation right now, and that's going to be on every platform. It's my first mixtape. I have made movies and videos and everything as well, but this is the first mixtape I wanted to put out for the people, give them something to ride to. You know, it's a nice 9 tracks on the song. You know, go play it right through. It's real good music. I put a lot of time into it, so I'm looking forward to hearing the people's feedback with this. Right now, like I say, I just been working, grinding. I'm working on my other projects. I uploaded a single as well today, so everything going to be out here for the people to get a little, you know, get to it quicker and have something to groove to and a little, you know, a little different sound, I guess. You know, you got a lot of people that's kind of predictable with the sound right nowadays, so I'm kind of like in the new wave and the old wave, and I kind of mixed it up, so it's going to be some music on there you can just sit back, relax, and smoke to maybe. And some other stuff that you can just, you know, turn up to, and it's just going to be some real street Chicago, you know, relatable music. So I'm really excited for this.
All right. That's what's up.
That's what's up. Yeah, we're going to be looking forward to it. Make sure you share the links and stuff with us so we can help you share and help you get that information out there. We thank you so much for calling in and checking in with Tweety Bird Central and Round Tape. Real talk Round Tape. I can't even talk.
Thank you, guys.
All right,
no
you.
Doubt.
Okay, so now we're going to move it right along, you guys. Miss Nat, what are your thoughts on the 5G network thingy they got hooked up?
You know, every day you turn around, it's always something new with these cell phones. And shout out to Tay.Esco for the explanation, because I was like, wow, I didn't realize it was that deep, you know, with
mm-hmm.
it. But honestly, at this point, as long as I can talk on my phone and text on my phone, I'm good.
Right, that's all I need.
Right. Extra stuff or whatever. And now you're trying to risk my health. Like, there's already so many things risking our health right now, you know, currently. So, I mean, adding something else to that equation, I don't want no part of. So I'm just good with what I have. 4G,
mm-hmm.
like the guy Hey Ru said, ain't nothing wrong with 4G. It's doing just mm-hmm. fine for me. And that's where I would like for it to stay. But I do believe that eventually we're not going to have any other choice. But as of right now, while I do have a choice, I prefer not to deal with it.
Right. Okay. That's what's up. Okay, Snipe, what's your thought?
Man, this is like one of them things, man. It's like when you got a car, we're going to say you got a Ferrari, right? And you got that Ferrari, then the next year they tell you, oh, this Ferrari got wings and it can fly. And, you know, people going to jump on that bandwagon, and, you know what I'm saying, that's the 5G. And so you got some like, nah, I don't even want to even upgrade. I'm kind of to the fact, like, I don't care about the G's, just leave it where it's at. I'm cool. I can download. I can do stuff. I'm cool. Y'all ain't got to keep going on and on, because we already know who y'all competing with. Like, this ain't nothing new. Y'all competing with other countries who's already experiencing, you know, certain things, and we jump on the bandwagon and we follow along with the trend. So we already far mm-hmm. behind on this. This ain't nothing new. So, of course, it's going to be already no choice for us to even, you know, go back. We might say 4G, 10 years, it's gonna be 10G is gonna be the minimum.
Right.
And we're gonna be jumping on 10G to where we're just rolling with it. You know what I'm saying? It was like, damn, 10 years ago we was doing this. We thought this was fast, but this is even faster. You know what I'm saying? But the health wise and stuff, you know, we like all of us say it's already too much things out here. When you add more, just we're gonna see more cases of cancer. You know what I'm saying? And it's no turning back. Put it like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, hey. DJ Sergeant Rock, what are you thinking? DJ Sergeant Rock then dropped. Okay.
Hey, let me just put one number out there real quick, y'all.
Okay.
So I'm reading it right now. $700 billion. That's the estimated windfall for who is ever able to successfully implement 5G network first. So,
oh my God!
Go ahead and think that they're not going to be trying to do that. You know.
Yeah, they're going to be trying to do that. Heck yeah, $700 billion.
They're
going to
be trying to do that
gosh.
In a big way. In a big way, they're going to be pushing that.
Oh my God,
wow.
That's just too much. Oh man, the money gonna kill us all. It's gonna kill us all, Lord have mercy. Okay, we got DJ
for real.
Sergeant Rob, what are your thoughts about the 5G connection?
I mean, I hate buying phones. I ain't lying.
Mm-hmm.
I hate upgrading. I hate this shit. It's like once they come out with something, then they come out with something else. Then they come out with something else, and I got to get the new iPhone 18, and I got to get the new iPhone 20, and I'm like, it all does the same shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It all does the same shit. You can email, you can download. The only thing that they give us that's different is the shit for the graphics and photo shit and all that. Other than that, man, I hate buying phones, and I don't give a damn because I'm El Cheapo anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm El Cheapo in this bitch. In this regular ass bitch, I'm El Cheapo. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to pay the least amount for a motherfucking phone that can do everything that an iPhone can do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Trill.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I feel you. 100%. I'm with it. You know, I don't need no more nothing. Like, I'm so tired. Like, every night, I'm tired.
Right.
Every time they come out with something, my child come up with a new adventure. He want to go on with the stuff. And when he comes to me, it's not, Mama, you know, it's $20, $30. Mama, it's $500, $600. And he just said, like, nothing. You know, and I'm just looking at it.
Right.
And say, boy, you talk about rent and everything. With one thing that you want. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm tired. Y'all, please give me a break. Give me a break. Let me catch up before y'all speed off. I just can't no more. I'm tired, America. I'm tired.
Shit. Before next year, they be done came out with another motherfucking phone, and everybody be breaking their neck trying to get that phone. You know what I'm saying? Like
clockwork.
Man, I just really want to go back to a pager. Y'all remember we had pagers, and you just paged the motherfucker, and you called the bitch, and you wanted to, and if you didn't, you just left that shit. just take me back to that. God,
right.
Yeah.
It's just another way they can get some money. It's just another way you can get some money. You know what I'm saying? Get some free money. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We got the latest Galaxy 29. I'm like, oh shit, the Galaxy 29. I got to get that bitch, and then you just caught up in the sauce. You know what I'm saying?
Right
for real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. That's how they get you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you guys, we're gonna pause right here for 1 second, and we're gonna come back and get into some more topics. So you guys, please don't go nowhere. Hang on tight.
As Maxwell sat there eating his first Whopper, he couldn't help but notice that his girlfriend Moonbeam seemed different. Did her dreadlock clump always pull her head to the left like that? Had she always been so committed in the fight against store-bought soap? Did someone steal her shoes? It was hard for Maxwell to say, but one thing was for sure. After he tasted his first Whopper, he questioned what he had previously mistaken as perfect. And unfortunately for Moonbeam, she was no Whopper. Get a taste for perfection with fresh tomatoes, crisp lettuce, and a delicious 100% pure beef patty. A freshly flame-grilled Whopper. Burger King. Taste is king.
Hey, Thirst, can I try out a few Coke Summer sound effects on you?
Yes.
Cool. You okay with this?
Yes.
And this?
Yes.
And what about this? Gotcha there, Thirst. That wasn't sound effects. That was a Coke.
I'm no longer thirsty.
You're so out of here. Coca-Cola. Open happiness.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a quarter pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
Doesn't make sense now. Shit just got real, things are getting intense now. I hear you talking about we a lot, oh, you speak French now. Giving me the sign, so I gotta take a hint now. I hit you up like, do you wanna hang right now? On the east side, and you know I'm with the gang right now. You say, do I own a watch? Do I know what time it is right now? After 2 a.m. and that's asking a lot of you right now. All she talking about is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me. You don't ever come to me. All she ever says, come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me. You don't ever come to me. I've been up for 2 whole days thinking what I did to keep you going. Thumbing through the voicemails that you left me, telling me where I went wrong. I'll admit I'm sorry when I feel I'm truly sorry. Things change, people change, feelings change too. Never thought the circumstances would have changed you. You said you never traded, no.
Yeah, you said that.
I believed you when they told me don't.
Yeah, thought you meant it, thought you meant it, thought you meant it.
Well, either way, you're still invited and I can't even lie to you. Swear these days all you say is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me. You don't ever come to me. How she hit me with is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. Oh.
Come to me. Why you gotta start, girl? Why you gotta start? I know we make time for the things that we want. I know you got another nigga trying to play the part. Just cause he got a heart don't mean he got a heart. Could be standing in the field and he still ain't in the field. If anything should change, then I thought we had a deal. Lately you keep questioning what you get out the deal. Doing things to make me feel the way I make it feel. How hard is it to let you know when I'm coming home? That way you could be prepared, maybe take a couple sick days and not miss pay. I don't even know what things are looking like inside of your place or how it's decorated. This thing is getting one-sided, I can't even lie to you right now. Yeah. All she talking about is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. Y'all don't ever come to me. Y'all don't ever come to me. Yeah. All she hit me with is come and see me for once. Come and see me for once. You don't ever come to me. Y'all don't ever come to me.
still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Are you still down?
Are you still down for me, girl?
It's just you and I.
Are you still down for me, girl? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Right.
You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing.
I'll
fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Sexing all day, we 24 hours. We both had long days, we fucking in the shower. Man, that pussy so sweet, we all were rolling sour. She gave up, she dripping wet, so I threw a towel. Fuck her from the back on the balcony. I pull her ass, smack her ass, she looking back at me. I kiss her thighs until her let out your inner freak. I feel you vibing besides, I love your energy. Sex is an arch, your body picture perfect. I hit a straight dick and your body curves. You say you want me, pull up in sun tight. Fuck on you all night. Are you still down for me, girl? You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
It's cool to touch. I ain't gotta ask unless the end of the month. Real clutch, how we fuck while we hitting this blunt. Keep playing, role playing, how we playing these roles. Digging in that pussy like I'm Nino wearing that robe. Holding on my own, new positions got in my soul. Eat you up, good nutrition that I keep in my throat. Pussy stay fresh, smells like she bathed in the soap. Tell me kill her like a song, but just do it with strokes. She threw me off, switch it up, but I love that tune. Tryna knock you out like a team facing the broom. Business right between the sheets, never leave this room. You like to howl like a wolf while you facing the moon.
You say that you want me. Let the freak out of you, girl. Your body's amazing. I fuck on you all night. Yeah. Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl? Are you still down for me, girl?
Hey, this your girl, Tweety B, and I got him in the hot seat. Now I'm going to tell you how it go. I hit him up with a text like, boom, I'm about to call you. And I'm getting ready to put him in the hot seat. So they don't know what I'm about to say or what I'm about to ask. So this is the way it goes. This hot seat question is for K.Esco. All right. So where is the last place you had sex publicly?
Publicly. As in... I gotta think about that.
As in wide open, as in everybody out there.
Everybody out there, other people around, like possibility of getting caught.
Possibilities.
I would say it was in Florida, in the parking lot near Walt Disney World.
Oh, wow. Sounds exciting.
It was
all right. Okay, well, thank you for answering my question. And that was my hot seat question for K.Esco. All right, we got Miss Nat here in the hot seat, and I'm going to ask you a hot seat question. So.
Oh, God, I'm scared.
Okay, so name one thing that you absolutely loved as a child. But now, as an adult, you absolutely hate.
Oh, that's a good one. So, something that I absolutely loved as a child, but now I hate as an adult. Oh, my goodness. That's a hard one. That's definitely in a hot seat.
Yeah.
You know what? And I hate to say this, but no, my God. My state, listen, I'm sorry. As a child, before I moved to West Virginia
mm-hmm.
from Brooklyn, I absolutely loved it. It was so country. I got a chance to do all the things that I, you know, couldn't do when I was in Brooklyn, like mm-hmm. mountain climbing and four-wheeler riding and things like that.
Right.
And now, as an adult, I absolutely can't stand this state. I am sorry. It is so country. Well, parts of it. Backwoods, boring as hell.
Yes.
And I just absolutely can't wait to run away from this place.
Right. You trust me. I feel you 100%. I know where you're coming from with that. And I can agree.
Right. I mean, it's a beautiful state. Don't get me wrong. Like, I don't want anybody from the 304 trying to check me. It's a beautiful state as far as, like, the scenery and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I'm definitely over it now.
Right.
As an adult.
So over it. Okay. Well, thank you so much for answering my question.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right. So. Okay, I'm here with DJ Sergeant Rock with a hot seat question.
Hey, okay.
And the question is, at what age did you first fall in love, and do you remember her name? Now, you don't have to say it, but do you remember it?
Oh, man, yeah, man. I think I first, you know, growing up in the ghetto, especially in the South, you know what I'm saying? You got your crushes and, you know, all that growing up,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? But you don't start having feelings or catching feelings till you like 12, 13, 14,
right.
you know what I'm saying? So it was this girl. I vividly remember this. It was in the fifth grade, 2K elementary school, you know what I'm saying? This girl knocked my socks off. I'm talking about every time I seen this girl, I was just in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And come to find out, she was a Air Force brat. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She used to take me over her house, and we used to, you know, play games and be together and all of that. And then she left town. And I haven't been able to get in contact with her ever since then.
Oh, no.
You know,
then maybe we should say her name.
Her name is Selena McLaurin. You know what I'm saying? So, Selena McLaurin, if you out there listening, you know what I'm saying, I'm still looking for you.
Oh, that is so sweet. Oh. That's a beautiful thing. I hope you are listening so you can call in. Let us know. All right, Rock, thank you so much for answering my question.
No problem, Trill.
Yeah, this be your boy Hero from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And y'all got to make sure y'all tune in to the Real Talk Roundtable Monday nights, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Tweety Bird Central.
All right, you guys, we are back. And you all were in the hot seat. I mean, really in the hot seat.
For real. For real.
Rolling.
Wow. I love it.
Right. Okay.
Trill.
I know you guys thought it was over, but it's not. Huh.
Okay.
So
yeah,
I'm
going
to put
right.
you all in the hot seat again. Okay?
Oh,
I'm
going
to ask you all.
Oh, God.
The same question. Okay, here we go.
Oh, God.
Let me see what I want to say. Okay.
Oh, God.
What did you do to receive the worst ass whooping you ever got from your parents? And I'm going to start with DJ Tommy Rock.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Man. I don't know what would be considered
Ooh.
The worst ass whipping, because I got plenty of ass whippings when I was a child. Like, I caught my brother's ass whippings. I got beat so much, you know what I'm saying? So,
I think it was the time that my mama.
Don't tell it. Tell it.
My mama, her sister, and my grandmother tag teamed me, and they beat me with three extension cords wrapped around each other.
Ooh, wee.
Yep.
What you doing?
And then I don't know what I did. I don't know what I did. I swear to God. But look, let me tell you, they had a chair and they made me bend over in the chair and one would take turns sitting on me while the other two beat me. And they just rotated. And I remember I couldn't go to school the next day. I couldn't sit down. So the nurse called me to the office, and I was like, "No, don't call me to the office, please. No, I'm begging you, don't call my mama. No, please don't call my mama. I'm telling you, these folks ignored me and called my mama anyway." And I was like, "Oh my God!" My mama came up there, and she sat down, and she was like, "Look, let me tell y'all something. As long as he's under my roof and under my jurisdiction, he's going to obey me and do what I say do. Now, what y'all going to do?" You know what I'm saying? "Well, we're going to let him go home for the day. Well, we're going to let him go home for the day. All right. And I was like, "Oh, God." And I was lucky I ain't get no ass whipping when I went home.
Right. Wow.
Okay.
True.
All right. The God Hey Rude, what's the worst ass whooping? What did you do to get the worst ass whooping of your life?
Hey, look, I was light skinned and cute. I ain't getting no ass whooping.
Oh,
I hate to disappoint. I got the punishments. You know what I'm saying? And don't go outside and all that. You know, I just hop out the window and be about my business.
Oh,
I was kind of spoiled. I ain't getting, you know, I mean, hey.
Oh, well, you special. Look at you, your special self. Okay, Miss Gay. What did you do to get the worst ass whooping?
All of my ass whoopings I didn't deserve, but so they really aren't that bad. But I think the one that I can remember probably the most vividly was when, I don't know if y'all are familiar with castor oil, but every time I was raised by my granny, and every time I would get sick, she would make me drink this castor oil mixed with some type of juice, usually orange juice. And I used to always explain to her that it's oil and it's going to rise to the top. And I think she had the last time that she could take with me not drinking this stuff and spitting it back up. And she wore me out over castor oil, over not being able to drink it. Seriously. That was the worst. That and not being able to swallow pills. When I would mess up my pills when I was young, I had a thing about swallowing pills and I couldn't swallow them. She used to whip my ass over both of them all the time.
Mercy. These kids don't know what we've been through.
over nothing.
Jesse Snipe, what did you do to get the worst ass whooping?
The worst one I can recall, even though I got a lot of them, but the worst one was I got caught hunching, y'all, you know what I'm saying, to where the point where I had a letter come home from school, go home, and I ain't think nothing of it. I was like, "Oh, shit, we safe, we ain't getting in trouble." My mom waited until I got in the tub. Came in with this letter and said, "Read this letter to me." And she was like, "Something is." Oh, that was the worst. And she went and got the extension cord. Oh yeah.
Oh.
Clearly knew what her husband was. She tore my ass all the way up.
In the tub, ass whippers, man. I'm talking about motherfuckers be wet and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, you ever got an ass whipping before you got in the bathtub, like, oh man. My mama gave me
really
up my
got
ass
no
before
ass
I got in the tub. Before I got in the tub. I'm talking
like,
about
if you get beat out your sleep, if you get beat out your sleep, that's one of the
oh,
like,
Lord.
My mama
oh,
had to sing with me watching.
I ain't never been beat out my
night
sleep before. Yeah. Not yeah, watching
and
dishes.
Sometimes
yeah
I will forget and go to sleep. And she would wake me up out my sleep with that belt because I didn't wash them dishes.
I done been there too with them damn dishes.
Oh,
goddamn.
Oh, man.
Yeah, real. Okay, do you have an ass whooping that you remember? Okay, he made
man.
Are you here?
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. You sound so sad. Was it that bad?
Hey, first of all, shout out to all the abused children that
yes, amen.
clearly,
amen.
Amen.
Some of us didn't. True. You know, we didn't deserve everything that we get. Unfortunately, when you talk about childhood, but what was yeah, I mean, you're right. It takes me someplace. Because yeah, some things are whooping for discipline, and some things are just something else.
Yeah,
but I would say legitimate whooping because I don't feel like depressing nobody. I would say the worst legitimate whooping. I'm just keeping it 100, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm on my hey, look. I already told you earlier.
God damn.
My filter is a little low right now, so y'all be easy with me.
Okay.
Nah, most legitimate, I was on my knucklehead at a stage in my life, and I got caught stealing some stuff. And,
ooh,
yeah, I got beat
yeah
pretty bad for that
yeah
one. I would say that was a legitimate, I earned that, you know, so
yeah
I own that. And, yeah, I got whooped pretty bad for that. But
yeah.
Wow.
Else, yeah, I ain't going to really talk about the other stuff because, like I said, I don't want to depress nobody.
Right. I feel you. Well, I'm going to put myself in the hot seat on this one, and because I can remember one whooping specifically that was terrible.
Right.
I was about maybe 4 to 5 years old, and I can remember this
wow
ass whooping specifically, yeah.
You remember that? You remember that shit?
Yeah,
God
yeah,
damn, 4 or 5?
Yeah, I remember. Okay,
that's trauma.
My cousin and I was in my mama's car, okay? We were playing gas station in the car, and he was the gas station man that was supposed to pump the gas on the outside of the car. So he comes to the window, ma'am, you know, how much gas you want? And I'm sitting up there telling him I want 50 cents worth of gas because I ain't got no more sense than that. You know, so I'm telling him I want 50 cents. Worse again. So he says to me, he says, why don't you see what it do if you pull that thing down right there? And I said, pull this thing down right here? Now, mind you, my cousin at this point is about 8 or 9. So he's
right
way more smart than me at this point. So
right
I'm like,
right
okay, I'm going to pull it down. I pull it down. And the way my grandmother's house was, it sat on a hill, and the car was parked on the hill. So when I pulled it out of gear, it immediately started rolling backwards down the hill. And I couldn't even see over the thing, first of all, to try to stop it.
Oh,
my cousin
shit
on the outside running beside the car trying to stop it. Once he realized he couldn't stop it, he went in the house and sat down. Like nothing was going on outside.
Oh,
rolling.
God damn.
I'm rolling down the hill at this point. So luckily, the wheel turned. It kind of turned to where it would go up on this embankment instead of going down the hill. Because if I'd have went down the hill, it would have really been bad. I'm on
right
the floor, you guys, with my head covered up on the floor because I know nothing about driving a vehicle, period. So it goes
right
up
right
on this embankment, and the neighbor comes outside. and she runs to the car to check on me and see if I'm okay. And then my mama and her sister come outside. Okay. It was on from then. But the fact that my cousin went in the house and sat down and pretended like there was nothing that was going on was probably so. I'm hysterical. I wasn't scared to death of dying. I was scared to death of being beat to death. You know, so that was my only reason caring about living. I was worried about the ass whooping I know I was finna get. So they was asking me what happened, and I was telling them what happened. And she said, that's why he came in the house and sat down like he didn't know that. What was going on? And I got beat. So both of us got beat for that. Well, but it was a really bad beating. Yeah, it was bad. I got beat bad.
Kind of skinny.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So that was my story with the car thing. It was a really bad ass whooping. And oh,
goodness.
Yeah. That's what happened.
Damn.
So, anyway,
how about you guys? Wow.
We are at our hour mark, and I appreciate all of our listeners for listening to us tonight, and we're going to get ready to get out of here, so we're going to pass out some information. You can follow me at Tweety Bird, BYRD334, on everything, and that's that. So, Sergeant Rock, shoot out the information.
Hey, you want to get in touch with the ridiculous DJ Sergeant Rock, broadcasting live 7,000 feet via satellite from up under the ground? You can hit me up on Facebook at Anthony space DJ Sergeant Rock space Hale. That's H-A-L-E. You know what I'm saying? For the Instagram hardheads, DJ Sergeant Rock _workshop. You know what I'm saying? And don't forget to stop by Tape Sauce. You know what I'm saying? And pick up that audio orgasm. You know what I'm saying? Hey, it's going down. You know what I'm talking about? Trill.
Right on. Okay. That's what's up. Miss Nat?
Well, you can find me on IG, Twitter, SoundCloud, all of that at Ms. Nat, at MIZZNAK. And that's about it.
All right. Okay. Snipe.
You can follow me on Snipe on That Beat on the Instagram or Google. That's it. You know what I mean?
All right. K. Dot Esco. Okay.
Definitely reach out. K. Dot Esco on Instagram. Just send me a DM. I holler back. All right. Peace.
That's what's up. Word. All right. Who else we got? God Hey Roo.
Yeah, man, y'all can follow me on Twitter, man, at HERUKHUTIREBORN. That's Hey Rukuti Reborn, man. And you can, you know, hit me up, my phone number, man, 1-800 wish your nigga would, you know what I'm saying? And get all the good shit.
Yeah.
And y'all stay tuned, man, for my new album. It's going to be dropping, you know what I'm saying? Slow Flow Shit Talk. You know what I'm saying? It's coming out on I Don't Give a Fuck Records. You know, so y'all stay tuned for that, man.
Man, that's what's up. All right, you guys, it has been a pleasure, and we will see you here at 9 o'clock on next Monday. So until then, we out, and you have a blessed rest of your evening.
see you.